Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is Monday Movie Classics. And our classic today is a documentary by Selma, called Selma by Ava DuVernay. This is what's going on literally right now. And hence my name, Cleopatra Memphis. I am from Memphis, Tennessee, the site where Dr. King was assassinated. I got to know personally the, I got to meet and know the founder of the Civil Rights Museum, D'Army Bailey. He was a wonderful, really nice man, and always kind to me. I even have his obituary, the things from his funeral. And I think about that now as to what's going on right now in our country and internationally because Black Lives Matter. This movie is based on the premise of the unforgettable, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And it was during 1965, during a three-month period where he led a crazy, dangerous campaign for equal voting rights. And I say crazy because it was in the midst of crazy violence. And today you have people that won't even get up to go and vote. I just heard of Snoop Dogg this year is going to be voting for the first time. So this is pivotal. But for me personally, what this film hit home is me going to the voting booth with my grandmother, which was born in, Alice V. Turner, she was born in 1914. So she was here during all of that. She went through it all. Her grandmother was a slave. So I'm well aware. And a lot of people don't know that a lot of people were still held as slaves in the South until 1960. I was born in 81, so go figure. So as to what's going on in the world right now, I never thought I'd feel this. I went outside and I felt the change. I felt something in the air as a Black woman I've never felt before. And that was love. And love is caring. Love is safety. It feels amazing. So thank you to everyone out there, the Ava DuVernays, the actors. Everybody was in this film from Oprah to... oh gosh, some of everybody. Carmen Ijoho, if I'm saying that, Ijoho, I hope I'm saying that right. Forgive me if I'm butchering her name. It's palpable what they were doing. And to be literally reliving that in the year 2020 is crazy. But history always repeats itself unless we make a change. And I'm thankful because you all are allowing me some peace, allowing me to understand that I have a future for my children and my husband. my family and friends, my church members, my coworkers. You all are giving me something that I've never had. We as a people never had. So I don't have words for what I feel, because I am a very sensitive person, so I'm a feeling person. But I can literally feel it. And even noting that they are trying to pass certain bills, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them were decked out in their cloth, their African cloth. The congressional Democrats were wearing traditional textile, African textile, and taking a knee and passing the, you know, police reform bill, a policing act for misconduct, makes me want to cry, because you don't feel safe with them. You see what's going on. And now this is what's been going on for years, and this is just being televised. And this movie, if you're not out there on the streets, this movie right here by Ava DuVernay, this documentary, this is a documentary, people. This is not something we're imagining. This is what we as Black people live every single day. But watching this movie, if you can't help but cry, which will happen, if you can't help but cry, imagine what's being out there on the streets. Imagine that. That's literally going on outside of your door, from London to China to the United States. And we have a dictator, a tyrant, a crazy maniac in office right now that's making matters worse. But I am thankful that he now lives on Black Lives Matter Avenue. That's just priceless. So thank you, Mayor of Washington, D.C., for that. But if you can't very well stomach the things that are happening in this movie, imagine what we go through every day. Imagine that. Think about that. And that's what's going on with our Monday Movie Classics, reviewing the facts. I have a passion for documentaries, because nothing beats real life. Nothing beats it. Some stuff you can't even dream of, because real life has it beat. Can't nobody beat God and what he does and what he allows to happen with us to make a change. Can't beat it. So if you have any questions, if you have any things you want to do concerning this and talk about this in your documentary, your personal story, because I will be sharing my personal story as well, on whatever side of the boat you are on. We're not talking about the negative side. We're talking about the positive side. We're talking about the non-racists here and the non-Nazis, the non-white supremacists, the people who are on the right side of history. Call in to Cleopatra Memphis Studios at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, or you can just be a guest call in at any time at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596, and be a guest on our show. Talk about how you feel. Talk about movies. We can talk about Monday Movie Classics or our Monday Movie Review, and get on what we need to get on concerning everything in film and television and entertainment, this wonderful engine monster we call the movie, film, entertainment industry. This is the calling. This is why we're doing education. And another shout out to Ava for taking her films to produce education for those who want to know and do better. So I'm thankful for this film. Me as a director and producer and filmmaker, it makes me have no excuse and do nothing but want to do better. So until next time, we're always here Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Until next time, be great.